out. I think I'll have to go and find a guard, find out what's happening.
Excuse me, I'm going to look for the guard.
Oh?
See if I can find out what's happening. I'm terribly sorry. Is that your ankle I knocked?
Yes.
Oh, I really do apologize. Excuse me, I won't be long. Perhaps I'll be able to come back with some good news.
Either that or the train will have gone.
I see you're a born optimist, madam. Oh, excuse me.
Sorry, are you talking to me?
Yes, are you catching this train?
That's right.
Then it is going to leave.
Pardon?
Well, it should have left several minutes ago. Do you know if there's anything wrong with it?
No, nothing as far as I know.
Well, it should have left by now.
I think they're doing a ticket check.
A ticket check?
Yeah.
What for? Can't they do that while the train's moving, for God's sake? Incompetent idiots. Don't they realise people want to get home?
Well, there's nothing I can do. They're carrying out a ticket check, that's all I know. Excuse me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'll go to the station buffet. Maybe they know something. Might have one of their ghastly cups of coffee. God help me.
Yes, love?
Cup of coffee, black.
Sorry, we're closed.
What do you mean, closed?
What I said, we're closed.
My God. Can I get a drink on the train, then?
Train?
Well, that train out there, the train that should have left nearly 10 minutes ago.
No, you won't get anything on that train.
Not even a cup of coffee?
No, nothing.
Isn't that just like British Rail? The last lifeline and they deprive you of it.
Lifeline, love?
Yes, and please don't call me love. God knows I pay enough for a season ticket and the least I should be able to expect is a hot drink on the way home. I suppose they can't get the staff. I suppose that's it. Nobody wants to provide a real service these days.
I haven't heard anyone else complain.
Well, that's the trouble. The only way to get anywhere or anything today is to complain. When I was younger, service was there. You didn't have to ask for it or look for it. It was there. Now you're lucky if a train leaves on time.
Are you in such a hurry, then?
Well, of course I'm in a hurry. I've had a very busy day. I'm tired and I want to get home. That train standing out there is nearly 10 minutes late, and no one has had the courtesy to explain to the passengers... to pay your salaries, by the way, why it's late in leaving.
Look, why don't you go back on the train, sit down and relax?
Relax?
That's what I said, love, relax. Take it as it comes. It's no good working yourself into a lather. It won't do you any good and you'll only become irritating to the other passengers.
I beg your pardon?
Go back on the train, sit down and wait. That's all. Have a sleep. The train will leave when it's ready. Now, if you don't mind, I have to close up. Good night.
Well, I'm going to see the guard.
That's right, dear. You do that. Have a nice chat with him.
Guard! Guard!
Someone want me?
Yes, I do.
Oh, come in, sir. Come in.
Ah, there you are. What are you doing?
Sitting, sir. Just sitting.
Sitting? Look here. I demand to know why this train is now nearly 15 minutes late in departing.
There's a ticket check, sir.
I'm sorry, I'm not accepting that as an excuse. Ticket check indeed. Who is making it? The driver? Because it's clear you're not.
Oh, the inspector's making the check, sir.
Oh, this is absolutely disgraceful. I am a businessman. I spent a very tiring day, and I dislike being held up on trains. Why on earth is the inspector checking tickets on the train when there is a perfectly good ticket barrier on the platform at the other end?
There's no barrier at the other end.
No barrier? What are you talking about? I go through it every day of my working life.
There's no barrier, sir. I'm sorry.
Look, is this not the 11 o'clock train to Hitchin?
The what, sir?
Why are you looking at me like that? I'm asking a simple question. Is this or is it not the right train for Hitchin?
You'll not get to Hitchin on this train, sir. Whoever told you that was wrong. Now, whether or not it is the right train, well, that very much depends upon you.
What the hell are you talking about? I shall report you. That's what I'll do. You people are employed to perform a service for the general public. I am a member of that public. Are you listening to me?
The train will depart in 5 minutes, sir.
In 5 minutes, you say?
5 minutes.
And about time, too. Not the right train, indeed. I shall return to my carriage. If in 5 minutes from now this train has not started, I shall be back.
5 minutes, sir. You'll see.
Well,
You'll never believe what I've been through.
Oh?
And do you know what he told me?
Who?
Oh, the guard on the train.
I haven't the slightest idea.
That this train wasn't the train to Hitchin.
It isn't.
What did you say?
You're on the wrong train.
This train doesn't go to Hitchin.
You told me it was the right train.
Yes.
The right train for Hitchin.
With respect, you didn't ask that. You merely asked if this was the 11 o'clock train. You heard him, didn't you?
That's right. You didn't mention Hitchin.
My God, excuse me. It looks as if I'm going to have to spend a night in a hotel somewhere, thanks to you.
I don't know why you're attacking me. If you had said you wanted to get to Hitchin, I could have told you there and then you were on the wrong train.
Look, I don't want to argue with you. I'm sorry if that was your foot, but I've got to get off quickly because otherwise God knows where I'll end up. I'm sorry again.
Ah, there you are.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, hello.
I thought I'd missed you.
I'm glad you didn't. Please sit down here. Next to me.
Look, can I get past, please?
I beg your pardon.
Can you let me pass? I want to get off this train before it starts.
You're too late.
Hurry, please. The door's jammed. Porter! Porter! My God, is he deaf? Look, young man, will you help me open the door, please? It's stuck. I have to get off. I'm on the wrong train. Porter! Porter! Look, excuse me. Look, you look stronger than me.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, can you get this door open? I think it's jammed. My God. I must be seeing things. I can see through you. All of you. I can see right through you as if we were ghosts. I must get out. I'll try and jump out of the window. I must get out. No, no, I'm not ready yet. Please hear me, somebody. I'm not ready yet. No, you're disappearing. You're all slowly disappearing. I must get out. I must.
Mr. Harrington.
What?
You want something, sir?
Who are you? What do you want?
I'm the inspector, sir.
Look, I'm not meant to be on this train. It's all been a dreadful mistake.
Well, there could be the possibility of a mistake. May I see your ticket, please?
Look, I'm on the wrong train. I want to get off.
Your ticket, please, Mr. Harrington.
Oh, just a moment. But hurry, please. There.
Ah, yes. There does seem to have been an error, Mr. Harrington. I'm terribly sorry. As a matter of fact, I've been going up the train looking for you. It's a good job I spotted you when I did. There couldn't have been any turning back, you understand.
Please. Please let me off. Please.
Certainly, sir. I'll pull the communication cord at once.
Thank you.
Be careful how you get down now. It's not far back to the station platform. I'm terribly sorry for the inconvenience you've been caused. Perhaps you'll be just in time to catch your proper train. If you don't rush.
Oh, I hope so. Oh, I do hope so. Oh, my briefcase.
Ah, there you are, sir.
Thank you.
Now, be careful now. Good night, Mr. Harrington.
I'm ill. That's it. I must be ill. I've been working too hard. I'm heading for a nervous breakdown. Oh, God. I'm so tired. So tired.
Hey, you! You there! What do you think you're doing?
What?
Yeah, you!
Are you talking to me?
Yes. What do you think you're doing here?
I wanted to catch the train for Hitchin.
You want platform 9. So what are you doing here?
I was trying to catch a train. What do you think?
There are no trains on this platform. It's closed. Can't you see? Track repairs. Don't know how they let you on.
Wait. What time is it?
5 to 11.
5 to 11? Are you sure?
Of course.
Then the 11 o'clock train to Hitchin hasn't left yet?
No. Yeah, you better hurry up if you want to catch it. Platform 9.
Yes, right, Porter. Thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was on the wrong platform.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. This is the 11 o'clock to Hitchin, isn't it?
That's right.
Oh.
Just made it, didn't you?
Yes, I just made it. I'm going home.
There couldn't have been any turning back, you understand.
I'm going home. Hello, Marjorie. Yeah, look, dear, look, I'm terribly sorry, but I won't be home for dinner this evening. Yeah, I know I didn't mention it this morning, but the truth is I forgot. Oh, but it was a near thing.
We don't all have to die at 43. And there can't be much time left for you the way you're going. When did you last have a holiday?
I don't take holidays.
How does Marjorie put up with it? Look, you need a long rest. You never stop, Peter. One of these days, you'll walk out of a restaurant like this one. And when you get outside, you'll drop onto the pavement in a heap.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and then it'll be too late.
Do you know, in all the years we've been doing business with each other, I still know very little about you. Tell me, is there time for anything else in your life besides work?
Oh, God, those people. Melting into nothing before my eyes. Vanishing there in front of me. I'm going to enjoy life while I can, Valerie. Live for today. That's my motto. Live for today. Oh, God.
I say, huh? Are you all right?
Pardon?
Mr. Harrington.
Who are you? What do you want?
I'm the inspector, sir.
Look, I'm not meant to be on this train. It's all been a dreadful mistake.
May I see your ticket, please?
Look, I'm on the wrong train. I want to get off.
Your ticket, please.
Are you feeling okay?
Oh, yes. Yes, thank you. My God. How did the inspector know my name? Good morning, Miss Dempster. Good morning, Mr. Max.
Morning.
Good morning, Joan.
Good morning, Mr. Harry.
Come in, will you, please?
Right away.
Oh, and ask Harry to bring me in a couple of rolls with coffee, will you? The slimmer's breakfast Mrs. Harrington gives me every morning is slowly killing me.
Very good, Mr. Harrington. Harry?
Yeah?
Get Mr. Harrington some coffee and two ham rolls if they have any.
Oh! Give me time to get to my desk, please. Peter Harrington here. Yes? Yes. Oh, Mr. Grainsby, yes. Well, I've just come in, as a matter of fact. No, that's all right. I worked on the figures until gone 12 last night. Yes, I reckon the contract's okay to sign. I looked at Clause 5, and in my opinion, we're adequately safeguarded if anything goes wrong. Yes. No, not at all. Bye.
Harry's bringing your coffee.
Thanks. Close the door, please, John.
Mr. Granger phoned about 10 minutes ago.
I've just spoken to him.
He said it was urgent, wanted clearance on a contract he's just about to sign.
It's all been dealt with. Oh, would you remind me to phone Bill Stevens of Gordon Brothers? I'll have to go and see them. We can't renew their policy until we have another look at their premises. They want an increased cover of a further 25,000.
Right. Mr. Harrington's office? Yes, just one moment.
Mr. MacReady wants a quick word with you.
Uh-huh. Yes, John. Yes. Uh-huh.
Miss
Harry. What did Clive say?
Oh, bring it in, Harry.
Oh, well, I think the only thing you can do is to call in the policy and renegotiate. Well, if he insists on that, you will have to update Clause 5, Subsection C, and indemnify us completely. Yes. No, that would be perfectly binding if you confirm it in writing.
I'm afraid he's on another line at the moment.
Not at all. Who is it?
Miss Templeton of Smith, Jones and Deakin.
Oh, yes. Hello, Valerie. How are you? Good. What? No, of course I haven't forgotten. 7:30 at the Savoy. The table's booked. Oh, you'd like to make it 8 o'clock. No, that's all right. Of course it's no trouble. 8 o'clock, then. I'll see you in the lounge. Right. Bye. Damn it.
What's the matter?
Oh, I'd forgotten to tell Marjorie I wouldn't be home for dinner this evening. She'd go mad.
You're having dinner with Miss Templeton about the renewal of their contract?
Precisely. Get my wife on the phone, will you? I'd better break the news to her. My God, I'm starving. These aren't ham.
The canteen only had cheese, I'm afraid.
Oh, bloody inefficient.
Hello, Mrs. Harrington. It's Joan here.
Marjorie isn't going to be a bit
pleased
about
tonight.
Hold
the line a moment, will you please? Your husband wants a word with you. I think you'd better finish that before you speak to her. Diet, remember?
Oh, you're right. Just a minute. Okay. Hello, Marjorie. Yeah, look, dear, I'm terribly sorry, but I won't be home for dinner this evening. Yeah, I know I didn't mention it this morning, but the truth is I forgot. No, I'm dining at the Savoy with an important client about the renewal of a contract. Yeah, well, I'll have a salad or something. Look, I can hardly ask for a glass of carrot juice and an apple, not at the Savoy. I've lost 3 pounds so far. All right, two. Yes, I'm hopeful of achieving the third by the end of the week. Yes, I'm sorry, darling, I really am. I shouldn't wait up. I could be late. Yes, okay. Bye, dear. Why that look of reproach, Joan?
Mrs. Harrington's right, you know.
Now, don't you start, please. I need to eat to keep up my energy.
You'll eat yourself into an early grave.
That's what Marjorie keeps saying with relish, as if I'm going to leave a fortune behind when I go.
I'll bring the post in.
Is there much?
Enough for an hour's dictation.
Okay, we better make a start.
Oh, don't forget your tablets.
Which ones?
Red for blood pressure. You don't take the green ones till 11.
Thank you, Joan. You are now bordering on the insubordinate.
I'll get the post. Oh,
Yes?
You haven't forgotten the board meeting at 11?
No, I haven't.
And lunch at the Miramar at 1:15 with Mr. Greaves.
David? Well, he's good for a laugh.
All right. We agree to clauses 4 and 5A. That'll indemnify us for 30,000.
That's right. And the increase on the premium will only be 8% more than we are asking now.
Okay. Mm. Sounds all right to me. I'll recommend it to the board.
Pleasure doing business with you, David. That was a marvellous steak.
I don't know where you put it all, Peter.
Oh, Marjorie feeds me rabbit food. A calorie-controlled diet, she calls it. I can't live on it.
She's right, though. You do need to diet.
Oh, God, not you two. First Marjorie, then my secretary.
Start exercising. Get rid of some of that flan.
Jogging, you mean? Weightlifting?
Well, it wouldn't do you any harm. Look at me.
Yes, brimming with health.
Right. And I'm only 2 years younger than you. Squash. Now, that's the thing. And give up smoking.
Look, I enjoy my style of life.
It'll kill you.
We all have to die sometime.
But we don't all have to die at 43. And there can't be much time left for you the way you're going. When did you last have a holiday?
I don't take holidays.
How does Marjorie put up with it? Look, you need a long rest. You never stop, Peter. One of these days, you'll walk out of a restaurant like this one. And when you get outside, you'll drop onto the pavement in a heap.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and then it'll be too late.
Good living and hard work didn't do anyone any harm. Look at Churchill. He ate well, he worked hard. He smoked all those enormous cigars, and he was over 80 before he snuffed it. Come on, what are you going to have for dessert?
Nothing, thanks. Just coffee.
You sure?
Absolutely.
Well, I'll have the Black Forest Gatto, I think, with cream. Brandy to follow. You will have a brandy, won't you?
Mr. Harrington's office? No, I'm afraid he's not back from lunch yet. I'm expecting him any minute. Can I give him a message? Well, I don't think he can make it today, Mr. Beeston. No, his appointment's all this afternoon and a dinner appointment this evening at 8. Tomorrow? Well, let me look in his diary. No, he can't fit you in tomorrow either. Unless, look, I can try and squeeze you in late afternoon before he leaves for home. 6 o'clock. I'm afraid that's the best I can do. Good. Well, unless you hear from me, take it as all right. Not at all. Mr. Harrington has a very tight schedule at the moment.
You know something, Peter? You're a remarkable man.
Oh, why do you say that?
Well, within minutes of us sitting down, before the main course, in fact, you've successfully negotiated a £100,000 insurance contract to everyone's satisfaction.
You know me, Valerie. I don't believe in wasting time.
So it would appear.
And it leaves us lots of time to talk about much more interesting things for the rest of dinner.
For instance?
What do you mean, for instance? Why do you look at me like that?
Ever since I've known you, all you've ever had time to talk about is business, business, and still more business.
Oh, dear. That suggests you think I'm a bit of a bore.
No, just a workaholic.
No, I know you. I'm a bore.
Not at all. After all, it's men like you that keep the wheels of industry turning.
My God, that sounds even worse.
Do you know, in all the years we've been doing business with each other, I still know very little about you. Tell me, is there time for anything else in your life besides work?
Yes, lots.
Well, tell me.
Reading, for instance. I like reading.
The Financial Times, Insurance Weekly.
Gardening, then.
Oh, that's a promising start. At least it's healthy.
I don't get much time. I have to leave most of it to Marjorie.
I think your wife must have the patience of Job.
You're the second client today who's got at me for not taking things more easily. I can't help the way I'm made. I love work.
And your food.
I'm going to enjoy life while I can, Valerie. Live for today. That's my motto. Live for today.
That was a very pleasant meal, Peter. Thank you.
Not at all. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Next time it's on me.
Yeah, I'll keep you to that. Hey, I must be going.
Good heavens, it's gone 10:30. I hadn't realized.
Well, time to get the 11 o'clock from King's Cross. Waiter, bill, please.
I have enjoyed myself, really.
So have I.
You know something? I bet that's the first time you've relaxed in months.
I don't deny it. Still, I must go. I must be in the office by 8:30 tomorrow. Heavy schedule.
There you go again.
I'll get the contracts over to you for signature tomorrow afternoon, all right?
There's plenty of time.
I'll get a cab. Can I drop you at your flat?
Oh, no, don't bother. You get your cab. Otherwise, you'll miss your train, and I'd rather think what your wife will think.
You sure?
Yes, get along with you. As long as you pay the bill on your way out.
Good night, Valerie.
Good night.
Oh, excuse me, my fault. Bye. So much with the looks of things. Well, while I'm waiting, I can take a look at the Fairfax file. Now, let's see. Can't have that clause, not the way it's phrased. I'll have to discuss that with them. 50,000. That's a bit steep. I suppose they could insure for that amount with another 2% added to the penalty clause. Yes, that's possible. Still, we'd have to compensate. Oh, dear. I must be tired. The page is becoming blurred. Yeah. I suppose I am tired. Now let's try again. Focus, Peter, focus. Now, we'd have to compensate by adjusting the initial. Oh, this is ridiculous. I can't see the damn page now. Oh, dear. Excuse me.
Yes?
This is the 11 o'clock train, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Good. Good. I rushed here from the Strand thinking I was late.
It's only just 5:02.
Is it? Oh, my watch must be fast then. 5:55, you say?
Yes. My watch says the same.
Oh, I had plenty of time then. Sorry to trouble you. Watch has never been wrong before. Everything seems to be breaking down. I don't know. I'll take it and get it repaired. Needs cleaning, I expect. Can't remember the last time it was done. Have to have the correct time. Excuse me.
Yes?
Has this train been delayed, do you know?
Delayed? What do you mean?
Well, has there been an official announcement about it being delayed?
No one has announced a delay, to my knowledge.
Oh. Excuse me. Has there been an announcement about this train being delayed?
No. Like the lady said, I haven't heard anything.
I'm sorry to trouble you, but what is the time? My watch doesn't seem to be working properly.
11
Just
o'clock.
On 11.
Oh. Well, perhaps we'll be off in a minute, then. I'll have a cigarette. Calm me down. Ran all that way for nothing. Bloody railways. Probably can't find the driver. Or he doesn't want to drive the damn thing because his cab's dirty. Oh, they'll have some excuse. They always do.
I have no objection to you smoking.
Pardon?
I said I have no objection to you smoking.
Sorry?
The sign. It's a no smoking compartment.
Oh, is it?
On the window, do you see? No smoking.
I'm very sorry. I'll put it out.
I have no objection if this young lady hasn't either.
No, please.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Would you like one?
No, thank you.
You?
That's very kind of you, but I don't, thank you.
That was something else the doctor told me to stop, smoking. I suppose 50 a day is stretching it a bit. Still, I work bloody hard. Why shouldn't I have some pleasure in life? Had quite a day today.